In any political campaign, there's fierce competition for endorsements, and this year's presidential race is no exception. With so many members of Congress running for the White House, their colleagues have been under serious pressure to back them publicly. At the same time, most political analysts and even some of the endorsers question the value of endorsements. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Last week in Charleston, South Carolina, Senator John Kerry announced with great enthusiasm his support for the candidate he hopes will be his successor as the Democrats' presidential nominee.
Who better than Barack Obama to turn a new page in American politics so that Democrat, Independent, and Republican alike can look to leadership that unites to find the common ground? That's what this is about.
It was a classic campaign photo op, the two men posing side by side, beaming at each other, a scene replicated dozens of times in this campaign season so far. Sometimes the endorsements, like Kerry's of Obama, get national attention. Other times it's a more localized story. For instance, when the First Lady of New Hampshire, Dr. Susan Lynch, announced her support for Hillary Clinton.
It is my privilege and honor to announce to you today my endorsement for the next president of the United States, Hillary Clinton.
Of course, Clinton has had her share of high-profile endorsements, too, including from Barbara Streisand. But what do these endorsements really bring to the candidates? The answer, says political science professor Mark Rozelle of George Mason University in Virginia, not much.
Ultimately, I think what these candidates get out of it is a one-day media event where they get some good publicity and perhaps the opportunity to raise a little bit more money surrounding such an event. But in terms of long-term impact on voting behavior, there's really no evidence at all to suggest that endorsements matter.
Still, the endorsement game gets played as if it really counted by both sides. Here's Connecticut Independent Democrat Joseph Lieberman explaining his endorsement of Republican John McCain during an interview on the Fox News Channel.
I know it's unusual for a Democrat to be supporting a Republican, but there are some things that are more important than the political parties. One is friendship, and the other is that I happen to think this guy is the best of all the candidates to unite our country across political lines so we can finally begin to solve some of the problems people have in this country.
In the Senate this year, there's been intense competition among the two leading Democrats to snag the endorsement of a colleague. According to a count by Congressional Quarterly, Clinton has lined up the support of 10 fellow Democratic senators, while Obama has the backing of 6, including Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri.
I think all of the senators have felt some pressure. I think all of us have been buttonholed by both of them in trying to secure endorsements. And obviously the pressure for those endorsements has gone up in the last few weeks.
Most Democratic senators, 30 according to CQ, are still on the sidelines. McCaskill says she chose to support Obama because, among other things, he campaigned on her behalf in 2006. Her biggest contribution to Obama may be her status as a superdelegate to the Democratic convention, which means she can still deliver her support regardless of the outcome of her state's primary. McCaskill says her endorsement may also bring something intangible.
If I can just give some of the women in Missouri permission to take another look at Barack Obama as somebody who I think would make them very proud as president, I think that would be great as far as I'm concerned.
But McCaskill, who has often been on the receiving end of endorsements in her political career, downplays the value of any endorsement, including her own.
I don't think it's a big deal, to tell you the truth.
Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.